Hello friends, welcome to your favorite show on Relationship Matters with Milaya Adepoju speaking. In the last episode, I gave you a background on courtesy and its importance in relationships. Today, I will be sharing the place of our choice of words in polite conversations and the courtesy checklist for daily interactions. There is a quote by Rupali Desai that I love. It says, "Not only the footwear, but wear also the courtesy, respect, and gratitude in your heart while stepping out of the home." Why are courtesy and a good choice of words important in relationships? Positive words are used in courteous communications, and they also demonstrate your regard for the receiver and represent your mindset. People are more receptive to good messages than negative words. Word choice and sentence structure may both be used to shift a negative tone to a positive one. In this case, you would use phrases like please, thank you, and other kinds of compliments and positive reinforcements. Negative words are used in unconscious communications, and they also represent the speaker's lack of respect for the receiver. People do not like being spoken down to, so using negative language can cause them to withdraw their attention from you. The next question we need to answer is, how do I show courtesy to other people? You need to do this every day. Number one, greet politely and warmly. This could be through face-to-face, chats, or calls. Greet people with courtesy and enthusiasm. You give them a picture of many positive experiences ahead. Two, start a request with please. This one small word communicates respect that prevents requests from being misconstrued as disguised order. And three, inject more appreciation. The gift of gratitude is free, yet far from cheap. People hold gratitude in high regard. You know how adding cool water reduces the temperature of hot water? In a similar way, add the coolness of genuine appreciation to your interactions. Appreciate others for big and small gestures. This works perfectly well in all relationships, even in marriage. As a leader in an organization or a business owner, appreciation creates a culture of gratitude that sustains customer relationship and employee morale. 4. Interact with an open mind. Don't think of open-mindedness as part of it. Of courtesy, it is. Any behavior that considers others and eases interaction is courtesy. Firstly, do not let other stresses of life lead to unpleasant relationships and interactions. And secondly, try not to preempt the other person's behavior. So, keep your mind open for all conversations. Number three, eliminate common rudeness. There are some attitudes that people consider as rude, like smacking your lips while eating, like clinging utensils, eating while talking on the phone, going through the door and not leaving it behind you for the next person. You know, the list goes on and on. Then you also need to learn cultural norms when working with diverse people. And six, smile, don't snare or snicker. Non-verbal communication is top on the checklist. You know, derisive gestures and looks limit others. Treating people badly pushes people away. And you know, number seven, guard generalizations. Generalizations about people will almost always disrespect someone. One day I heard an employee state that people who work in government are lazy. He didn't consider that his co-workers had friends and family who worked in the public sector. Besides painting himself in a bad light, his discourteous remark marred work relationships and teamwork. You need to honor individuality and diversity. Courtesy never goes out of fashion. It feels great to receive it. In business, it's a necessity for leadership, for teamwork, for sales and customer service. More than a pleasantry, courtesy opens doors, impresses in first meetings, and shows respect, and you know, smoothens rough moments. It even bridges the gap and feeds business relationships. In marital relationships, courtesy revitalizes and revives deep affection between couples. In other forms of relationship, it results in great connection. Action point for today. I'd like you to write down in your journal areas that you need to improve on and work on them this week. Feel free to share in the comment section keep winning in your relationships. I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you.